Make sure you check out all the rest of the shows on the Straight Outta Low Cash Network. Make sure you subscribe at Straight Outta Low Cash on iTunes, Stitcher, our Twitter page, Straight OLC, Straight Outta Low Cash page on Facebook, Google Play, anywhere you get podcasts at, check us out in there. Give us feedback as well, straightolc@gmail.com. And if you need the number for the voicemail line, it's in the show notes. And hope you all enjoy this episode.
They say this is a big rich town. I just come from the poorest part. Bright light city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard. Legal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn. I'm from that city full of yellow cabs and skyscrapers. It's hard to get a start in these parts without paper. Homie, I grew up in hell, a block away from heaven. That corner ain't 15 minutes, it move a 7. Pure snow, bag it, then watch it go. Occupational options, get some blow or some hoes. Shoot the ball or the strap, learn the rap or the jack.
Welcome back. We all back. All right. Let's go.
What's up?
Janae plays you this week, though. She's going to have your stuff to plug early in the show.
Oh, man. I know myself, man.
So you got this week? I know what I do.
Yeah, I know what I do.
Hey, man. People like you on the podcast, man. Hey. We got a couple of emails. People like, man, I fuck with Kanan, too.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I see Kanan, man. I mean, stand up. You know what I'm saying? We out here getting it in. You know,
you happy because 50 Cent popped back up on one episode.
Hey, man. He ain't going to come back, gangster.
It's your show. Y'all think he gonna really die?
Yeah, nah, right.
He ain't gonna die. Look, everybody else will die. It came to the show.
and he got a team with him. His cousin and his cousin little girlfriend. It's about to go down.
Yeah, she'll poison somebody in the club for him, probably.
Man.
Sneak up on a dude.
I think that cousin might just walk up on anybody and just pop in the
cousin.
Head. And then she's gonna be like, I gotta, whatever, I don't know the code for I just killed somebody for fake inside of a damn store.
She may last this season. This only season she got.
You don't think she got one
season?
Nah,
she definitely.
I think Ghost gonna kill her.
Somebody, yes.
And then Kanan gonna be real mad. Ghost gonna kill
her. Or it's gonna be a situation where the DC, they looking for the cop killer. Nah, it's gonna be a situation where they're gonna be looking for a cop killer.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. All I know
because
somebody's gonna
go down to DC and kill her, and it's gonna be like, who's a cop killer? Yeah. And you know, that's a whole nother level when somebody kill a cop.
Yeah.
I think Tommy and Ghost about to get back together. Ghost about to kill Kanan, cousin, and then Tommy gonna end up breaking up with Holly because Holly gonna do something stupid, and then he gonna end up dating the girlfriend.
No. Holly pregnant. She about to have this baby.
Did she tell him that she was pregnant?
I think that's what they did at the end when they was kind of alluding to the next episode.
That?
I think
she didn't,
but at the end of it, she was like, he's going to be all right. You don't even see what they was talking about the next episode?
Were y'all confused? Well, not confused, but did the text message that Ghost sent to Tommy saying that he was Tyreek, did you really think that was Tyreek or no?
Nah, that was
Ghost. I thought it was Tyreek for sure.
No, because when he took his phone, though, like, fuck you.
Yeah,
he took his phone.
Oh,
dude,
forget about that.
Yeah, he took his phone.
That's surprising that y'all thought ahead of that, because most of the time, it's women that be thinking of, like, all the steps, and y'all be, like, leaving stuff out.
Yeah.
It was, I watched when I was, like, half asleep.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's like, no. Give me that phone back. You take that phone back.
He should have got stolen the chest a couple times.
Yeah, man.
You did a lot. You stole somebody's gun. You took it to school. You were showing it to a kid. In the end, you gonna be like, I just did it because I wanted to.
School, talking about
I need protection. What?
Man, get out of here, man. Get out of here.
Like they say, you at your prep school. At your prep school. On the east side.
Right. You feel me?
On the upper east side.
Man.
The upper east side.
Man, that's what's
all
up.
All I know is Tasha was like, I don't care if he bring a gun and shot a teacher. He ain't getting expelled. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right then, Tasha.
Is Tariq the oldest?
Huh?
Is Tariq the oldest?
Yeah, I think
so he's older than the girl.
Yeah,
he definitely sounds like somebody my mom in school.
Wasn't my son. He didn't do it.
Right.
And if you said he did, he didn't do it. And then she was like, Tariq already said he did it.
Ghost
came up, they said Tariq brought a gun, and Tariq then already admitted he did it. I was like, was she mad? How are we going to lie about that?
Mm-hmm.
It was the white kid.
They made sure they got him back into school.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about
he ain't going nowhere. Tariq probably like, I don't even want to go back to school here.
You
want
to go to school in the hood.
They trying to get rid of me so bad.
Right.
You should have put him in school in the hood. They did. My cousin, my aunt did that with my cousin, and he went to a private school. He got kicked out. They put him in the hood, school, like not even in the neighborhood. They used my grandma address in the south side of Chicago, dog. He had to go an hour and a half all the way down to the south side from north suburb.
That nigga wishing all the south side. Wishing didn't get kicked out of school.
He was riding the train to the south side from the north
Chicago.
For hold that motherfucker straightened his ass up. That dude, shout out to my cousin Greg. He's a manager in the IT department there. He's straight now. He's straight.
I remember when that happened. Yeah.
That fool, man. I remember my aunt was like,
and
I was like, he going to Boca? How the fuck is he doing that? Like, y'all live in the suburb. How do y'all do that?
Right.
We use grandma address.
Yep. I was like,
is it a better school? No. He in trouble.
Dang, he got kicked out of, because he got kicked out of two schools.
Damn.
Two high schools in a row. He just one of them grainy kids that's getting
Greg,
shit.
Greg, you was bored.
Clearly. Like, yeah, he's broken like the school system with grades and shit and fucking
smart.
People.
That's mm-hmm. all.
Yeah. He wasn't like on no fighting shit. He was on some like just.
He was on some I'm smart. Mm-hmm. And he just had.
But then he got to that school, though. Them motherfuckers ran him hither and thither up in that motherfucker. Hey,
hell no, nah, shit. Like
he was like, dude, this yo crazy
private school ass up out of here.
That's exactly how they was on him. Yeah, what you bring your backpack for, nigga? We don't bring no backpacks. You got books, nigga? What you mean? You ain't even been here yet.
Yeah,
that's what you mean. You ain't got your books yet, nigga. What you got in there?
Yeah, make them A's and shit.
Run them J's.
Hell no.
So what y'all overall think of the episode?
I mean, Kanan, man.
Yeah,
Kanan back, baby. I mean, y'all been waiting on Kanan. You know what I'm saying?
I'm see a little bit
though. He was burnt up. Man. He was burnt up. My dude
was
burnt up.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? He already down to get back out in the streets though. He gonna make a move forward. You know,
I think that this episode is like the setup for everything that we gonna see in the next five because they introduced new characters. Mm-hmm. Tasha and Holly starting to get tight. Tasha even slipped up a little bit because she told them. She told Holly and she told Tommy where Ghost was staying at, so she slipped up, and Tasha don't normally slip up. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like it's like a whole bunch of, you know, rigmarole, but they about to, is just set up for the next five. I can't wait until Ghost and Tommy get back together.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think Holly going
to
get killed.
When they get back together, she needs
by,
to.
By Lobos or somebody on accident, and Tommy going to be like, I don't know what else I can do.
Tommy going to think, I don't know, or else.
And he going to find a pregnancy test. She was pregnant!
Either that or Tommy going to think Ghost did it if she ended up dying.
Now, you know, it's going to be a problem that, that Holly won't go dead so bad.
See, this is the thing, though.
Messing with Tasha.
I think it might end up being Kanan to do it.
Kanan do what?
Kanan or that cop or his cop chicks.
Kill Holly?
Because Kanan don't know that Tommy and Ghost ain't running together, no?
No, right. Sure don't.
He may just run up on Tommy.
No, I guess he does. Because remember the setup, that whole setup thing where Kanan was down there with Tommy? Who was that? With Ghost. Who set that shit up?
For them to meet down there?
Yeah, there was some shit. I think that Kanan was like trying to get Tommy on his side. Remember, that's
yeah, he was,
happened.
But I think
he had flipped and then he was trying, well, not flipped, but he was trying to get Tommy on his side, like trying to get them to run close together or whatever. I swear, mm-hmm. I think that Tommy and Ghost don't fuck with each other. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I can see him being like, at this point, I done got burnt up. And everything, you know, fuck everybody up, like, fuck everybody up there. So he might,
back.
Or he'd be like, I know how we can get him.
Yeah.
Can you go up there and kill motherfucking Tommy's girl, though?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, or go kill Tommy and she gets popped on accident or something. Something like that.
Tommy can't die either. Tommy can't die. Ghost can't die. Tasha can't die. Holly can die. She's expendable. She could definitely die.
She ain't doing no press runs. When they do the press runs, it's only them four. So that's why I believe they ain't gonna die. Like,
what
are y'all four people doing all the press?
Right. What's about to happen with the new white lady club lady?
See, that's
because I'm like, is Ghost about to mess with her?
Nah.
And then, y'all
it didn't.
Well,
no,
she was trying to say, like, you got
to
be personal.
I need to know you want to
be
personal.
She was like, I want to be personal, and I want to do. So I was like, is Ghost about to mess with her?
I was about to do it right then.
And then is Angela about to find out? And then is Angela about to flip on him, but, like, still act like they together because she's
mad? I don't think so. Well, because then you got all the black women really hating your ass.
you trying to lose all your listeners.
You
trying
to find you done cheated on Tasha with the Valdez and the white lady. Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Ain't no way you losing on all cylinders. Yeah. You might lose all your black fans, though.
That might
be
a little bit too much.
Yeah, so I don't think so. I think she might try to push up on him, and he probably go.
Nah, old girl might find think it might not be nothing though. Like she pushing up on him, and Valdez see it. And be like, oh, so you fucking with it? So that's how you gonna play me?
What's gonna happen is them two white guys are on that club. They gonna die. They're probably gonna be the next, or one of the two of them gonna catch a shell for real. It's going down.
Why one of them gonna die? Because
I could just tell, yeah, because the conversation that they had. Because
they're really not significant enough to have right. to stay around.
I think they're gonna live, but he gonna end up getting some shit on them, and they're gonna run the club for him across the street. You're gonna give me 30% of y'all mm-hmm. shit yeah. or whatever. But and I'm not gonna release this X information that I found out
maybe
about y'all.
Maybe he killed one of them.
And then I don't know though, but did y'all see the way that he came to Tommy and he was like, Ghost is back. Tommy was like, man, I don't
fuck Ghost.
Yeah. He was like, fuck you. He was like,
what about, well, I'm Brian
when
now.
I made a mistake. Not if, but when. So right. He would have been all right if he
well,
said
you knew
if.
Everybody know you're going to fuck up.
Everybody knew you're going to fuck
we're
up.
Like, you do your product. Like, you snorting, you doing all that yeah. stuff. You going to fuck up.
Everybody know you're going to fuck up.
I mean, that's a given.
And them Chinese guys, they going to come. They playing a part this season. Something going to happen with that yeah. distributor.
Yeah.
That's going to be crucial. I mean, it may be a Lobos versus them type of thing. It's
Why was the man singing that damn karaoke song with them sunglasses on?
I told you, man, in China, that's a big thing. Karaoke nights, dude. All my people that live in China that listen, they know that karaoke is a big deal in China, dude. 80s
Why?
And 70s.
Why are you doing 70s and 80s American
They love that
songs
shit,
karaoke,
man.
And you go, I mean, I can't.
I love myself.
Right.
I love
Oh,
dude,
no.
man.
I mean, he pulled them sunglasses out so quick inside and threw them on his face, and he was singing all off tune. I was like, "What is
dude,
this?"
Dude, and which one of them rush hours? They do the same thing in there. Remember, they go to the karaoke mm-hmm. spot, and when the rush hours too, though, mm-hmm. people singing off key. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Right. They love that shit You're in China, right. man. Them You're little right. cafes like that, man.
You're right.
But I think this is real. Important episode.
I think it was too, but I don't think
one of the more
it wasn't
climax.
As action.
Yeah.
It wasn't as action.
It was a set up a lot of this.
Next week is probably gonna be some shit.
I mean, everything that they just showed, I'm like, oh my god, what's gonna happen next?
Yeah.
I don't even know what's
yeah.
gonna happen next.
Yeah.
That's what it's gonna be like next week mm-hmm. for sure.
Do you think there's any way Kanan could get his way back into being cool with them, or
no.
is there any way?
Nah.
No,
it's no way.
Especially
he just
Ghost.
He left him for dead. Nah, he ain't trying
yeah.
to get back.
Could they say yeah, we even? Could you kill?
No, maybe Kanan. No, but maybe Kanan is gonna like try to hook up with Tommy because he gonna find out through the grave, you know,
that they
don't
mess with each other.
That they don't mess with each other no more. Mm-hmm. So maybe he gonna try to do that.
Or that's what I'm saying. Have somebody kill Holly,
like the one
on some stuff
that'll
make it look like his ghost.
Yeah,
I don't think Holly can die now because she's pregnant.
She can't die.
You
yet.
Think they made all mad?
Yeah, I mean, because that's kind of too sad.
Yeah.
Unless it's like somebody killed her, now it's like, oh, you killed my baby and my woman, you killed my baby yeah. type shit. But yeah, just to add to the drama. But I don't, yeah, she can't die yet. She might die this season, though.
I'm just wondering, is it any
if
way
she
that
ain't
could,
doing no press, she probably gonna die or she could go.
Oh, what if we find out she ends up having a miscarriage or something, but she keeps it up that she's pregnant?
Well, she might do that. I mean, that's a definite Holly act.
Yeah.
That's a definite Holly act.
Well, she ain't
my
pregnant.
Thing is, though, you
well, that's what I was saying. Yeah. She ain't pregnant.
They never showed.
That
that's
never
why
showed
I kept asking. They never showed the test. They
maybe, was she getting mad because
she
not pregnant?
Pregnant?
Like, mm-hmm. I'm trying to get pregnant.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It could have been that. It could have been that, too, because they never
Damn.
Showed
that's
that.
That's what she might. They never showed. Because usually in the movie, they'll show.
I need to watch that shit.
She showed it.
Cause you're right. She ain't pregnant.
That's why
pregnant.
I said to y'all. I was like, did they ever show that?
Nope,
y'all was like, yeah, she pregnant. I'm
that's
like,
Tyreek,
no,
baby.
She ain't pregnant.
Oh,
Tyreek is not a
child. I don't. Dude, I don't even know. That would just be stupid for no reason.
But how about the cousin's reaction when Kanan was like, "I killed Sean. Ghost didn't kill Sean. I shot him because he turned on me."
Gangsta.
And she was like, sometimes you gotta use people as pawns, and pawns
that
must die.
Girl
like,
has
what?
The best poker face ever.
She got a problem.
I mean, she got one facial expression, and it's just gangster.
She got a
yeah. it's just gangster. That's the most gangsterish chick I ever seen. She
really
reminds me of like.
Is.
Like Mia X or Gangsta Boo or something.
She reminded me of Queen Latifah instead of all.
Yeah.
I mean,
she was
up.
Just like, fuck him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, but at first you would have thought that she was
I'm
really going to be upset about Sean. What happened to Sean? That's your kin. Where he at? Da, 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 whatever. And then all of a sudden he said, I was the one that killed Sean. Then she like, okay, now you telling the truth. He
right.
had to die.
Right.
She must have known it, though. I'm wondering if she knew it.
She probably did.
From police
that,
stuff, though, because it's
was
like
in
she,
that folder? You know what I mean? Like, what was in that folder that you threw down on the table that you never opened? Talking
mm-hmm.
about you think I can't find out?
Damn. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Maybe she knew, she just wanted him to be open about
mm-hmm.
it. Like, I already knew, but, like, what's her angle, though? She got to have some kind
she
of
gonna
angle.
She going to kill her girlfriend.
What is this job she got going?
girlfriend gonna
die. Like they robbing somebody, I think.
You said the girlfriend gonna die?
Yeah, she gonna die. She gonna kill him. She got to.
And the girlfriend probably is gonna die. She don't even seem like she likes
do something this old, disloyal or stupid.
See, now it makes more sense. Like, they must have been more like brother and sister, because she was like, you the first person that
knew I was gay.
That knew I was gay, and I was the first person you called, the first person you killed, like, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they got something, you know, definitely.
And she knew Ghost, so Ghost know. That's the thing, though. She just can't sneak up to New York and not be known either, because it seemed like Ghost didn't know her. So be like, the fuck you doing here?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, yeah. Oh, unless it's gonna, unless it could get dirty where it could be a situation where she could leak information being a cop to the DA that he talking to or the feds
she
up there, though.
Shit like that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think she's a good character for the show, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think she can't die this season.
No, I don't think so. She's a good character because you need some new characters. You can't kill everybody.
Yeah.
Off. And, I think she's going to be good. She's going to be interesting to see her angle that she plays.
I don't think she's going to do nothing, though, to turn on Kanan for real. Like, I don't feel like that's even an option. I really don't. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't think she's gonna use no information that he gives her and tell nobody nothing, you know, whatever. Like, we just watched this girl walk up into a place and kill somebody and then be like, he was a dog. They need to learn how to not bite the hand and feed him. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on when I first saw that scene.
I was like,
what the fuck's going on here?
But I don't
That dude had a great death scene, though. The dude that got shot.
No,
I'm shaking, twitching.
Dude, yeah, so,
like, damn.
I was like, man, you get shot in the river, because he was like,
yeah.
Oh. I was like, damn. You got, man, you need to be able to get shot in another movie,
that boy,
man.
Boy, been watching Faces of Death.
Watch your Faces of Death.
Shit.
It's all about what he do.
But I wonder if they're going to send that girl, her girlfriend, maybe New York to mess with Rotimi's role, which is the other dude. Like,
maybe.
So he got him a new girlfriend, and it's her. So she's sitting in the office, maybe hanging out and stuff, finding out information.
You're finding out more stuff.
Because remember, she said, I mess with dudes. I fuck with dudes, too.
She did.
They could send her to New York, and nobody would know, because they can't come to New York at all, them two.
But I don't think she's going to play that big of a role. She don't really come off like she got that.
How has nobody, like, how has Ghost, who knows everything, you know, none of these people know where Kanan at? How do
they know? Do they know that Kanan's still alive, though?
No, I mean,
I thought it was something like they didn't find the body or something. No, the police, right?
I thought that they knew. I don't know. I'm like,
oh man, you know, I don't think he know Kanan alive.
No, nobody know he alive.
Yeah,
not yet. Okay.
Yeah, because the whole gang, remember his whole crew, like
now, as far as the police, they didn't
ever
really
say. He should have never just left him there, thinking he was gonna burn up in that place. Like
police just didn't know who was in there,
right?
No,
like legally, he ain't dead. Like to the cops.
And the cops technically don't need to be looking for him.
Right.
Unless he ain't seeing his P.O.
Right.
Because he just got paroled,
right.
So.
Yeah, so we'll see.
He could, Ghost and him could find out, like, yeah. Oh, damn, yeah. like so his parole officer looking for him. Unless they could be like, well, his body is gone.
Yeah.
And just,
I don't know, man. Yes.
I mean, Ghost, of all people, should know that there's a good opportunity that he alive.
Kane!
All you
gotta
was,
be. Not, Lobo's still alive. Everybody
back,
can be
baby.
Alive.
Kane
I gotta check on everybody.
Back,
that's
baby.
What I'm saying. All you did was you hit him over the head with like a 2x4.
Yes,
yeah,
he gonna
I mean,
be back
that's
in
all you
streets.
Did. And then you left and then you lit him on fire. You
I think
he
gonna do this job with cuz, and he gonna be like, I need to go get some business to take care of in New York. And he gonna go back up there and try to fuck with them. That's what's gonna happen. He gonna do this little job.
Did you hear the way that his cousin was like punking him about Ghost? Like she was like, "You let that book smart ass kid get your ass. That's who did this to you. He always had his head in the book. He wasn't shit. But I guess he was shit. But you let him do that to you though." I'm like, damn, you're just trying to make him feel
And 50 was sitting like, damn, just taking it.
Yeah, take it. He couldn't even say nothing to her. Say nothing to her.
Man.
And then you let him get you locked up, and you let him raise your son, and you let him turn your son against
you.
This
bitch.
Like, you just, I mean, really?
Yeah.
And then she was just like, it was like, it wasn't one thing. You just gonna stab him, and then you gonna twist. Like, come on now.
I wonder if the ghost didn't know her for real. Like, is she from New York and moved to D.C.? And then moved to D.C.?
She know. I mean,
like, they probably know
ghosts.
Her, know her. Like,
she
knows
ghosts, and ghosts know her.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like... So, if she knows Sean and Sean was with Ghost and she asking questions about that, then Ghost must still be in contact with her.
Because she probably wouldn't want to check on Sean. And be. And then she said, because she looked it up and was like, it seemed to be around the same time Sean got killed
that
she ended up down here.
Yeah, that you called me.
Damn, unless she fucking with Ghost, though. And Ghost
she
is motherfucking.
With Ghost.
Just to fucking pull the motherfucking rabbit around the back end to make sure this nigga's still alive.
He got
contact
Tommy out of jail, shit.
Because you're right, though. Why would she? So she keeping up with Sean, though. So it's
that's why I'm like, how could you not be still cool with Ghost if y'all all grew up together and whatever? And then if you and Kanan were so tight, then how did he get locked up and Ghost was the one that did it? But he
you didn't know. Told you. Right.
Like that shit, that there's like pieces that's missing, you know? Mm-hmm. That's why this. I mean, that's why this was important.
The Kanan, y'all, the Kanan know that they he did it to them while he was locked up. Mm-hmm. He found out why he was locked up that they did that, right?
Mm-hmm. Well,
that they did what? What did you
say? That Tasha and Ghost set him up.
I thought he found out when he got out, or did he find out when he was in there?
No, he found out because he started putting pieces in order though, doing some bogus stuff while he was in jail. Remember?
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah, you were. Right.
While he was
you're
in
right.
jail, he was doing bogus stuff, yeah, like setting right. pieces over he bogus was. Stuff, yeah. amping them up,
yep,
and stuff like
amping
that.
Amping them, yep.
Yeah,
yeah. No, it's, and they was listening to his ass the entire time, thinking that he didn't know they locked him up.
Yeah, because he was the one sending Rotimi out to kill people, and they didn't know who it was.
Right. Yep.
That was murking people on the yep. back end. He was sending him yep. out there to do it.
Yeah,
it's a lot of storylines.
He was the one that convinced. Man. He was the one that convinced Ghost to, that Rollo had to die.
Yeah, and Rollo didn't
and
even
Rollo
do
didn't nothing. Even do nothing. Yep, Rollo didn't even do nothing. That was messed up because Rollo was like his boy.
Yeah, that was and he yeah. was, that was his old street gang that he turned over his yep. his yep. the empire to him.
Yep.
I'm surprised we ain't seen them come back. Like that gang, because that was his crew.
Nah, that gang ain't coming back. <Mm-mm>. No. They gone. Because
yeah.
Rollo gone, so they just like, whatever.
That's
they
it,
gone.
End of them.
End of it.
What do y'all think going on with Valdez
and her situation
with the gun and
I don't even care about her. I don't care about nothing that's got to do with no one that's got her in it.
Yeah.
I don't care about
she
her.
She like important.
I don't care.
How could you not care?
I don't care about
it's
her.
Important.
I don't like her character. I think she's a homewrecker. I think she's a homewrecker, and I don't...
So, like if she got killed, do you think, like a black, whole, I mean, black woman would probably be cheering, right? Is that what, it'd be like a big cheer going up?
Probably,
like,
yes.
Shit, no.
Yes.
She's the whole
they would be
premise
like,
of the theme song of the show.
She is a homewrecker. If the theme to the show is called Homewrecker Hoes...
Oh, my God.
With the last name Valdez.
Oh, my goodness. The Pogue lady, she just trying to get hers. Get yours.
Just like Kanan. So you like Kanan and you
Angela.
Like Angela.
My favorite characters. Oh my God. They should get together.
I cannot.
They should get together.
You said they should get together.
They should get together. Nah, but for real, I think that whole little storyline, I mean, you know, it's interesting. It's just another little twist because who knows what's going to happen with her job. Is she going to lose her job?
I don't care if she lost
I think
her job.
Ultimately she might.
Ultimately she
yeah,
deserves
she
to lose her job. And then if she loses her
and
job,
go
she
roll.
Start working with Ghost.
And go roll on it.
Actually, man, that'd be smart because he know everything that's popping and how stuff moving. I have you run like
she know how they look for him and stuff,
mm-hmm.
so
right.
she could try to lead you in the
that's,
direction to get away.
That's a lot, though.
That's a lot. That is.
That's a lot, but I don't know. But dude, he gonna end up dying. That's my Greg might just end up falling off a bridge somewhere.
slipping on a banana peel that's sitting there.
Yeah, he might end up dying somehow.
He was like really crazy, walking around unshaved.
She fucked around. Oh, right. nah. Look,
did she pop him?
She accidentally kill him or some shit like that. Struggling for a gun or some stupid shit like that.
Like what?
And then Ghost got to cover it up.
No.
Like
coming
that.
To the crib, like. You know how you motherfucker, you open closing your door and
yeah.
they grab the other side
yeah.
of the handle and
yeah.
he pull it open and she like, oh fuck no, and he like she falling, trying to hit the thing, pop pop like you said, doing just some self defense shit.
Yep.
And then Ghost hiding.
And then you know the old boy still
dirty. Trying to investigate stuff.
You know old boy still dirty. That's
yeah, his boss.
They boss. So it's some shit going down in that federal agency
yeah.
right there.
That's crazy.
That's gonna come out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested. I want to see the rest of this. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's crazy because he working for Lobos and he also fuck with Angela, but he know that Angela is fucking with Ghost because old boy told that before he got fired because of the sexual harassment thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, damn, that dude, the head FBI, he know everything.
Yeah.
He know everything about everybody. And it's just like, where is he going to strike, you know, first? What's he going to do first?
Is
it going to be Tommy? Is it going to be Ghost? Is it going to be something like that? Or are one of them going to kill him? I don't know.
Damn.
And then the thing is, you would think, like, he been fucking with Lobos as long as he been fucking with Lobos, then how come nobody's ever seen him? But I mean, maybe Lobos is
but that's
just
how
keeping
it
on the
that type of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you see one person at a time.
Right.
Yeah, that's how they want to be set
around.
Up. You know,
yeah.
look, you only dealing
one
with one-on-one.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't bring nobody else. No, nothing.
Yeah.
You don't need to talk to the man. I'm the man. You talk to the man.
Yeah.
I thought about, what about if it's the dude that he was battling with for the clothes in the first one? What if he financed them two brothers to do their clothes?
He may have.
He
may have.
Yep.
For them to be able to do it out of nowhere and just come up with a building and do all this type of stuff and then just open up. Just open up.
Right. He may have. Yeah, just to fuck with him. Yeah, Sterling.
Yeah.
Sterling. Yeah. Sterling all over him.
Yeah.
That could be all over
him. Yeah, and I could be. I mean.
Yeah, he was weird. I was trying. I mean, I'm like, he was married and he was messing with all them women, but then he messed with men too. And then he was, I'm like, ooh, you doing the most.
Yeah, he did do that. Didn't
he? Remember that party that Ghost went to?
Yeah, that party. And he messed with guys and girls. He did all that.
Because you know what? I wonder if it is Stern, though, because she said they're friends of a friend.
Uh-huh.
That's why I took the meeting one, because they're friends of a friend.
And then I think Stern, like, he loses, this ain't over.
Yeah, he did. He said no. So she might be setting him up on the club side. So maybe that's where Rotimi can come in, and he not mean to be on this.
That's where it's going to throw his ass right back out to the street again.
You think it's a situation where he could lose all the clubs and just have to go back to the street?
He got to get a bunch of money. He got to get a bunch of money to save it or do something like that, you know, whatever. Yeah. Clubs are just so fatty. It's like you never know whether people going to want to continue to go to that shit.
Right.
They ain't going to want to continue to go to that shit. Gotta even if you are a ghost and you getting everybody coming.
So you think old girl going to fuck ghost over?
Who? The new
white,
lady?
The white chick.
Probably.
I think so. She might get
him. I don't know. She going to try. I don't know if she going to succeed.
I mean, she might put him in a compromising situation.
Yeah, she gonna try.
Somehow, I think somehow, some way, he gets put in a compromised situation by her. Either something. Sexually or
she gonna,
something gonna happen that's gonna mess him up. Yeah. So I'm convinced of that. But that's
see, excellent. I feel like this episode just got too much to think about.
But it's good though.
But before, I think it's a setup, man. It's a setup for a whole.
We need more people to be able to die. I'm glad they introduced new characters. More people to get murdered. Cause we was getting down to the bare bones here. We was about to kill a main character. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all like, ever think it's gonna be a possibility for them to kill Tasha?
They gonna have to kill one of the main characters at some point. Somebody gonna have to die for people to be like, well, damn, like I gotta watch this.
Gonna like
next
raise their hand and be like, I'll take it.
Well, it's just gonna be.
It ain't gonna be one thing and take it. It's gonna
leave.
Be no. It's gonna be when you get that script that morning for your day. And it's gonna be like, I'm laid. Tasha laid out. Hey, look, and then they go to the. Can I see next week's?
Right.
And they'd be like, Tasha funeral. Like, oh no.
Damn, my chest. Oh, there's going to be some contract discussion that somebody don't agree on. And they
that's how
it
happens.
Gonna die.
They'd be like, they would be like,
I gotta kill my ass off.
That's how you know your contract went renewed, too. Like, oh, you want $2 million, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, we'll talk about it. We'll discuss it.
At the end of the season.
Yeah, we'll discuss it. And then that's when your script comes, you'll die.
And that only be like, 50 Cent was coming back because he produced the shit. Other than that, that's what happened with him. Like, he talked too much shit. They had to burn his ass up.
Because they gave him two more seasons minimum. They renewed him for two more
seasons. Oh, really?
So season five, at the minimum, season five.
So after
this season,
two more.
At the minimum.
It can't go on that long.
Yeah. I say
mean,
most
I'm
TV
like,
shows
who's
only
gonna
do five
die?
Seasons. Five,
who's
six. Gonna... You got to kill somebody if you're going to rejuvenate it. I'm talking about, you can't kill ghosts, though, because you're going to lose a nice portion of your population if you don't. If you do, Idris Elba better be stepping through that door like, I'm his long-lost brother from Philly.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you're going to need somebody like
a different dad.
Yeah, Denzel is now the new
right,
dude. Like, I'm
right,
his dad.
Right,
yeah, people are like, oh, shit, they got Denzel for the last two seasons.
Man,
right.
But you know,
hey, you know,
dealing with a cat like 50 Cent, they may kill off ghosts and then 50 be like the
that's
dude,
what I said. That's the only thing.
Rejuvenated, you know.
Super nigga.
Yeah. That's why.
He got a bionic arm.
Right,
got
everything. Just.
Hey, no, look.
If that happened, I wouldn't
50 Cent got an ego like that enough to do that.
Yeah, he
y'all
would.
Be sitting right here by y'all. Saying, I would
like my character
kill,
do everything.
If 50 Cent kill off ghosts, I'm like, I'm done.
That's crazy.
No.
Or ghost in a wheelchair. He gonna do something to him. Or ghost in a wheelchair for a minute. Like,
but y'all right. One of the main characters got to
die.
Gotta
die, man.
Like main character being Tasha, Ghost, 50, Tommy.
I don't know.
Tasha's sitting up there, that'd be a good one because it gave everybody the most motivation.
But Tasha, I mean,
but it gave everybody the most motivation.
But honestly, Tasha
right?
is.
So you're gonna put ghosts in a situation where you're gonna take care of your kids?
Tasha.
Everything.
Tasha is like, even more so than Ghost, Tasha like the X Factor, like she hold all right. The kids.
That's
the,
that's why she's expendable to kill though. She, no, that's why that's I would mess up
everybody. She the connection between Tommy, between Ghost. Now she, yeah,
but that'll bring everybody back together though too.
Kate and everybody, yeah.
We gotta work together. One, Tasha,
she the one going to the bank and taking out the money and doing. And you see, they ain't never argued about no money, no nothing. It's just like, like they just, he moved into his girlfriend's house and Tasha still got all the bread and they just whatever.
That's what I mean. Tasha can get too much because she control her bread. He ain't tripping like fuck it.
He ain't.
She control it good for all these years we've been kicking.
Yeah, he's just like whatever. And then he still go to her like, look, we need to make sure everything all good right here.
I was saying, Tasha would be a good character to kill, man.
Yeah.
I don't think
because that. Then it would best, it would just throw everything in disarray.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Like, everything would be all messed up. Cats can't get to their money. They can't. They don't know how the money, where it's coming from. We got to redo this. Holly dumbass is fucking up more money. You know.
Now, that's going to be some shit. Now, I wonder how that.
She's trying to get pregnant, maybe, man. That's what it is.
I think she's trying, for real.
Man. I'm just trying to figure out how their relationship is going to pan out. How does Tasha and
Holly
relationship, like, what? Where is this going? They trying to make them like they cool, but they not cool. Keisha hate Holly.
Yeah,
hate her.
I mean, because so,
she the one that saw her steal them, from.
Trust, and I wouldn't trust Holly for the life of me.
I wouldn't even be able to sit in the room with you. You just don't trustworthy person bitch.
On the show. She might be the next to go.
She could.
They
be.
Already killed her dog.
That and that.
She might have killed her dog. Let's not think. Let's think about that. She might have killed the dog.
She may have to make whatchamacallit think that Lobos was coming after her. But then I don't know. Well, she might still be working for Lobos.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, she might be working for Lobos. Because she be extra geeked about killing ghosts like every minute.
Right.
Like, so you know you can go to his house.
And see, that's gonna be a
he go to Ponderosa every Friday, right. Like for the wings. Like, damn, like
but she don't say that shit around Tasha.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so that's gonna
she
be a problem.
Know how to do that shit.
And then she always be up in the business, like, oh, that's so fucked up what he's doing. You know, like, when it, basically, you want everybody to be mad at Ghost. Like he's a dumbass, isn't he?
Right.
Right.
He saved your dumbass life, Holly.
Exactly.
He's trying to send your ass back to Ohio. He's trying to stage your ass in Ohio.
Get you up out of this shit. Nah, that's crazy.
Unless, I'm saying, unless Lobos, I wonder if Lobos threatened her family. Remember, that's what you did send her back to. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, no, bitch, look here, we're gonna kill your family. You think you cool? You need to go back. We're going to send you back.
Yeah.
And you need to get this done.
Yeah, we'll see, man. I mean, this was a good, like, next week we're going to have a shit ton
this was
to
just
talk
like
about.
A, it left you on the
like,
seat.
Like, this is like,
what
keep
is about
watching.
To next.
Like, keep watching.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting, man. I don't know. It is, like you said, it's a lot of different pieces.
It's a lot of pieces.
Kind
of
key
be...
pieces kind of moving.
So, how many episodes this season? This was three, right?
This was seven. Total.
Okay,
so we got
three,
four more.
Okay.
Before we get out of this, is one of my other questions though.
Yeah.
50 Cent character is so egotistical.
Sorry.
He had to tell that he killed his son. Like he could just sat there and be when she was talking about ghosts.
He
could just been like.
He had
I
to.
Killed. I pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Yeah.
Like,
Kanan.
Like, Kanan.
That's all I
like
to say,
but you
man.
Know what? That's all. I feel like that was all ploy. Like, I feel like he really thought that she knew that it was him that did
anyway.
It.
You thought she
anyway.
Knew anyone?
Nah.
Yep. I think that that's
man,
what
I'm
he
I'm
going to
tell you, y'all. It's so real. I think I'm going to get two pit bulls and name them both Kanan.
Kanan 1 and Kanan 2.
Two pit bull puppies tomorrow, and I'm going to name them both Kanan. I mean, it's how gangster my dude is. I mean, he just like, I killed him, and he survived the fire. I mean, he almost kind of like
look,
like
he,
power
how many
Jesus.
Years he do with 10?
He powered Jesus.
He like power. Jesus of power.
Ridiculous.
But he did with 10 years, right?
You will not compare him.
So he did a dime.
In the show.
He did a dime. He got burned up and shot.
Dude,
and
I mean,
stabbed.
He
burned up, shot, stabbed, killed
back,
his
killed son.
His son.
Did 10 years.
Did 10 years, man. And he still
for a
came.
Crime
he's
that
still
he was here. Doing.
He's still here, man. Kanan.
Oh, my God.
They should name it. They should just call it Kanan.
They call the show Kanan. They fuck around and change it. They kill Mario Harden. This is next week on
Kanan. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, my dude kind of gangster, kind of like, you know, Scarface. I mean,
he crazy, man. And they, but they see the thing is though they can't. They gotta make him smarter though too. Like make him.
Yeah, he don't have any intelligence. Is if EV is
he? They need
to
have
do
him
anything
go after
more
me.
Than being what he is. Like if he try to be a ghost type of character,
he need to not even go to New York. Period. This whole rest of the season.
Yeah.
He need to hustle back. Down in D.C., figuring out, oh, make yourself man. A little kingpin in D.C.,
I'm telling you,
doing shit, and
do.
Then move on him.
D. He gonna do this bit. He gonna do this job
he
with his cousin.
Because he ain't never been, like, the ringleader.
That's why you gotta go back to New York.
That was the ringleader before, like, it was handed off to Ghost. Wasn't that somebody else that Ghost and Kanan were both working for? But he basically, like, chose Ghost. Ain't that what they said?
No. Kanan.
Kanan, like, was like the
Kanan
ghost,
was the number one dude, though, but it was a dude, like you said, above them that showed them the hustling, them the hustling gang. But Kanan was running it for a while, and I guess he was fucking up or whatever from that street gang. That's why he was able to come back to that street gang and be like, everybody was good, because he was one of the people that started it with Ghost. And I don't even know if Tommy was in that gang. I don't even know if Tommy, I don't even know how they even met Tommy. I think Tommy went to high school.
Yeah, with Ghost.
With Ghost. But I think Kanan and Ghost was closer. Tommy just got cool with him because Tommy vouched for. I mean, not Tommy. Ghost vouched for Tommy and said, yeah, this is my boy. And then Kanan got cool with Tommy off of Ghost. I don't think all three of them was running together.
Right.
I think that street gang was just Ghost, Kanan, and whoever.
Yeah.
And then they brought Tommy in. This is my dude from high school. He going to be down on the drug shit.
Exactly.
So I don't. I guess Kanan taught him a lot of shit. Maybe he really didn't know. Maybe he's going to be situated with Ghost. But like, nigga, you ain't teach me shit. But getting in trouble and fucking up money, maybe.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Because, like, Kanan ain't making no moves like Ghost, though. Didn't he be saying Ghost? He taught Ghost everything.
Yeah.
Not close to it.
No, he ain't making moves like Ghost at all.
What all you want to do is just pop people.
Hey, Kanan.
I'm like, you just want to fucking kill people, your son, your sister. You don't care who the fuck it is. You
I mean, I don't know how my two pit bulls going to know when I'm calling one or the other. They're just going to both come when I call Kanan.
You are so ignorant.
I'm just saying.
I cannot.
That's what I'm, man, it's so many different, like, so what is, that's what is, ridiculous. Let's give one crazy prediction, y'all think, for next episode.
What you got, baby? What's your prediction for episode 4?
I think that somebody gonna go to the club, they gonna spray up the whole club, and one of the main characters is at least gonna get shot. I think Kanan is gonna come down, they gonna be wearing them white masks, whoever the fuck that is, and one of the main characters is gonna get shot. It might be, if it's not one of the main characters, it might be one of the two white guys. They get shot. Yeah, somehow in the crossfire, like,
one of them die. I think it's going
to
be a
like, they might be over talking to Ghost because they mad because Ghost was talking to the other white lady, and then one of them die.
Okay.
When they go there looking for Ghost, Ghost, like, uses him as a human shield.
Damn! But I was just talking to you, but go ahead and take these
human
bullets.
Human shield.
What you got, D? That's what's your prediction?
I think old girl works with Ghost. The cousin in D.C. is working with Ghost.
Okay.
Because, like you said, there's no way she... How does she know all this different stuff and wanting to keep up with it if she ain't keeping in contact with certain people?
Yeah. That's a big
one. Unless she's just that nosy. But my thing is, where was you at this whole
time? For her to be asking about Sean. Sean was, what, like 10 or something when Kanan was locked up because he was young. Because he was only like 22, 23 or something like that.
Yeah.
So she had to be keeping up with him. Because otherwise you wouldn't even remember that from the time, from the age that y'all was. You wouldn't even remember Sean.
Yeah, around the same time your son. Why would you even think, even be able to look up that Sean died?
Right.
Yeah. Like, how would you even be able to look that up or even know that? Kanan would be the one coming down like, yeah, because I killed Sean.
The police. Told everybody in the family, and that was it. They told the family. They called, they told Tasha, they told, you know, whatever. They was like, such and such died. Because Ghost didn't even tell Tasha. Tasha found out from the police, and she had to go and identify his body.
So they
notified the cousin. They notified
unless Tasha's family. Cool with her or something. Maybe because if they all cool and they all came up together,
I don't know how
cool everybody was, you know.
I don't know.
Even though, because Kanan, because he met Tasha later on though in life, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think, Art?
Man, I think something big probably happened with Tyreek. I think he gonna either save somebody's life or end up popping somebody on accident. I don't think he gonna die. He might end up popping somebody on accident or something. Saving his dad's life.
Out of all the stuff that you think is going to happen, you think it's going to be centered around Tyreek.
Because, that's a crazy storyline. They just had to throw him in there and him being disfrontal to his parents type of shit. Like, he just really don't agree with this whole situation. Don't have no phone. Somebody going to reach out to him. It's Tommy. It's going to be Kanan. He's going to play a significant part. And
see, the problem is they didn't tell him that Kanan killed, what you call it?
Sean.
So Kanan can actually show up.
Yeah.
And see him somewhere. Oh, Uncle Kanan, what's up?
Yeah.
Tariq ain't gonna know anything different.
Right. And that'll be a way for him to get at Ghost somehow, reaching out.
Maybe even kidnap him. And then
with Tyreek being so disfrontal with his pops right now, like, it had to be some of the way they played that whole conversation about the phone. And, you know, he like, he just telling his dad no.
He is disgruntled because he mad that his daddy left them. Well, Sean died. He didn't say nothing to him. And he brought him over there to Angela.
So that's why I'm saying he at the point where he kind of, you know, got his chest out. And, you know, if somebody came talking the right shit, he may be willing to listen. Not that he going to do nothing, yeah. But he may be open. Oh, you know, they may be able to get him to do something that he don't really want to do. You know, yeah. So I think he's going, this season is going to be, he going to be a major part, you know, so I think that's going to come
That'd
up.
That'd be hilarious though, he ended up shooting somebody.
Yeah, I mean, he already think he need a gun, man. So he thinks somebody go give him one.
So one person y'all think is going to die by the end of the season?
Holly.
One person.
I mean, I probably would have said Holly too.
I'm going to say Tasha, man.
Dang, that was big.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that for a minute.
You should write G-Unit with that one, man.
You should write. If they kill off Tasha and or Ghost, I'm probably going to be like, I'm done watching
Power.
Yeah,
they can't. Why? They can't kill Tasha.
I can't do it.
I mean,
Tasha's too gangster with it, man.
Man, but this cousin's coming gangster, too. What if she...
I know his cousin girlfriend going to die, so I ain't even got to say that.
That's
no way she going to last.
She's sipping
season.
Too much Texas tea.
Yeah, she's too high.
Hey, everybody be talking about get down, and she just sit there.
Right, exactly. That's a no-brainer right there. Right. She's definitely going to do the wrong thing. And then Tommy Lagoon, I think he's going to die, too. Tommy
Lagoon. The 719?
Yeah, he's definitely.
And I like him, though, too.
I thought
he's going
to die with that
Asian
chick.
You know what?
I thought she was.
Every time she was reaching back, I was going to ask somebody to
get them things.
Oh, I thought it was going to be. I was just waiting.
And then she started just telling all the business. She was like, this coke ain't even good coke. It's bad shit. He just give it to us and we blah, 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 whatever.
Right.
I mean, she told everything.
Yeah, she might.
He's a good worker, man. I don't know why. If Ghost should have flipped it, put old boy with Tommy.
To Ghost.
Put Rotimi's character with Tommy. Yeah. And let him do the street shit and take old boy to like rent him run the club and just be like, do you want to put a turtleneck on that 719?
Yeah.
Well, my client tell you, you have to wear turtlenecks. I'm sorry, man. You're just going to be hot.
Yep.
It's going to be hot with your, and you're going to wear your long sleeve up under that, but you're going to wear a turtleneck up under that for that neck tat. When you at work, you're that neck tat ain't going to work.
Nah, it's going to be good, man. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for next week already.
All right. Let everybody know where to get you up at.
Find me on Facebook, Arthur Shivers III. You can hit me up on Instagram, Mr. Shivers 3. That's my most prominent social media.
Because he don't know his other one, so he'll say my most prominent.
You can say Twitter, A Shivers, Roman numeral 3. That's about it.
Janae?
I try to keep it simple. It's at Janae Sweetie Pie on Snapchat and Twitter and on Instagram. Or you can look me up on Facebook at Janae Wallach.
All right. Appreciate y'all. Next week, we may have a special guest next week. I wanted to tell y'all who he is.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so we may have a special guest. Yeah. I'll give y'all a clue. He performed with Martin Lawrence this past week.
So
he's like, man, he's like, y'all right around the corner, man. He's like, man, no, I gotta get some of that power, man.
Oh, it's gonna be amazing. By the time we make it to the last episode, it's gonna be the whole family up here doing the damn power.
She's probably like, y'all do a power without me, man. Come on, man. That's around the corner for me too. Y'all tripping. But y'all.
I'm definitely gonna have to drink next week because I don't want Javon trying to jump on top of me and do all the jokes and shit. So I'm about to be drunk next recap.
Art, we know Art get drunk. You know
he drink.
He don't drink now.
Sorry.
Are you not drinking now?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I don't know who you talking to.
I know.
Drink. I know. I do fitness.
We'll see y'all next week.
Yup.